Shares in Alphabet, the parent company for Google, opened up 5% higher this morning. The company's second quarter earnings blew past expectations with a reported $3.2 billion in net income. Now, that is remarkable because the European Union levied a $5 billion antitrust fine on Alphabet just last week. Let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is senior editor at Recode, and he joins us now from San Francisco. Hi, Kurt. How you doing?
Hi, Peter.
What are people saying about this earnings report from Alphabet in spite of that huge fine?
It's impressive, and I think it's a pretty strong reminder of just how dominant Google is right now in the digital ad space, right? I mean, when you have a $5 billion fine and you still come out and report a profit like that, it just shows how strong their business is. And it's not necessarily a surprise, but it's still a surprise.
So they're selling a lot of ads. Now, in addition to that fine, the EU also ordered changes to the company's smartphone software, which, by the way, is in something like 80% of the world's smartphones. What are those changes, and could that be something that hurts the company down the road?
There's potential. So the way that Google kind of works is that it gives its Android operating system away to all the phone makers, and in exchange for using the Google Play Store where people go and download apps, those phone makers often pre-install some of Google's services, you know, like Google Chrome or Google Search.
Yeah.
And it's basically created this, what, you know, the EU is saying is an unfair advantage for Google, because when I buy my phone, all of a sudden, all of Google's products are already downloaded onto that.
Uh-huh.
So the EU said, hey, you need to stop doing this. It's an anti-competitive thing. And Google has kind of shrugged it off and said, hey, you know, we're not super worried about this. But obviously, on paper, it should create an opportunity, if they have to do this, for other competitors to come in and maybe get a chance at getting some of these users that they weren't going to see otherwise.
Okay. It's a big week for other tech companies' earnings. We're going to hear from Amazon and Facebook as well. What are you expecting from Facebook, which also had major, major PR problems of its own recently with all these data privacy problems?
Facebook has been a PR nightmare for the past 18 months. It just seems like it's one scandal after the other. And yet, Facebook stock yesterday was at an all-time high. And I'm reading these analyst reports ahead of their earnings on Wednesday. No one really seems concerned about the business or the user growth. So kind of similar to Google, even though Facebook is dealing with these external problems, no one really thinks that the business is that in that much trouble, again, speaking to the kind of position of power they have right now in this digital ad space.
Fascinating, because people said, I'm going to stop using Facebook after
right.
all of this. Apparently that didn't pan out. Now, I don't want to be too bullish on these companies. So give me just a dose of skepticism here. what can hurt these companies?
I think if you're Facebook, you have to be genuinely concerned about this kind of trend that we've been talking about over the last couple of years. We maybe haven't seen it in the numbers so much, but that young people are no longer interested in using Facebook, right?
Uh-huh.
If you're a parent with teenagers in the house, they may use Instagram. They're probably not using Facebook, or at
right.
least that's what we're seeing.
Hmm.
So I think if you are Facebook, the one thing that you do have to be concerned about is this next wave of internet users totally, you know, ignoring your service that everyone else in the world seems to be obsessed with. And so that, to me, is the biggest risk that Facebook might face, but it's probably a few years down the road.
That's Kurt Wagner, senior editor at Recode. Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you.